USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What used to be Hurricane Florence may be petering out, but the deadly weather continues across parts of the Mid-Atlantic. A number of tornadoes ripping through central Virginia, leaving at least one person dead. Video is going viral now.
Oh, dear, it's ripping that thing apart!
That from a video captured in Chesterfield County, Virginia. The Air Force says it needs more firepower to meet rising threats from Russia and China. The Air Force Secretary saying yesterday her call for the biggest Air Force since the Cold War reflects the honest assessment of what it needs to fight and win a potential future war with China or Russia. A sweeping bipartisan bill to fight the nationwide opioid crisis, approved by the Senate yesterday, now on its way to the president's desk. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Russia's being accused of cheating on sanctions regarding North Korea by actively working to undermine their enforcement. John Clemens with more.
U.S. intelligence sources report at least 148 examples of illegal ship-to-ship transfers to smuggle refined petroleum products into North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, confronted Russia during her address to the U.N. Security Council.
Why, after voting for sanctions 11 different times, is Russia now backing away from them? We know the answer. It's because Russia has been cheating.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is cutting back on the number of refugees it will allow into the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the U.S. will take in just 30,000 refugees next year. That's down from 45,000 the U.S. planned to admit this year. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is clearing the way to publicize some documents from the Russia investigation. The White House announcing yesterday that Trump has ordered the declassification of a surveillance warrant for ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Investigators were looking into Page's ties to Russia. Trump also ordering the release of text messages related to the Russia probe from former FBI agent Peter Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page, a former FBI lawyer. Texts from former FBI Director James Comey and ex-FBI Chief Andrew McCabe, or Deputy Chief Andrew McCabe, will also be made public. American military officials say Syrian forces accidentally shot down a Russian plane during an Israeli missile attack. Syrian anti-aircraft artillery batteries were trying to intercept Israeli missiles that were launched towards the capital city of Latakia on Monday when the Russian maritime patrol plane was struck. Russia's backing the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in that country's long-running civil war. And the power is back on in New Orleans after a cat knocked out electricity to more than 7,000 homes and businesses. It happened yesterday morning. Energy New Orleans says the cat wandered into a substation and caused a flash by touching some equipment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.